Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, the first of 2021. So happy new year. You can know that this is your destination for salacious and erotic stories, passionate prose, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now you know, if you want even deeper pleasure, or perhaps unlimited satisfaction, then you can come and see me at wilddesires.com and enjoy a free trial. And you can enjoy any and all of your fantasies just for coming. Now you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. You might want to loosen any clothing, or maybe be completely naked as you surrender to my story and give yourself permission to enjoy every word, every touch, every sound, as if it was really happening to you right now. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time to let your inhibitions go, your time for sensuous pleasure, as you close your eyes and take a deep breath, and just hold it for a moment, and let it go with a sigh, letting all the stress of the week go, as you surrender to my voice, and let my words caress all over your body. Tess pushes her back against her apartment door, that satisfying click, shutting all the stress out, all the tension of the day vanishing as she sighs deeply. Here, in her haven, small but safe, all that worry was gone. Letting her bag fall to the floor, she takes a moment while she ponders her next move. Mind made up, she pushes herself from the door with her shoulders, kicking her shoes off, and she makes a line toward the kitchenette. Opening the refrigerator, she grabs a can of Diet Dr. Pepper from the chiller area. The hiss of the ice-cold can announcing refreshment as the ring pull releases, taking a moment to savour the flavours as it moves over her lips. Tess lets her mind drift back to this morning, the moments before she had left to face the bare pit of work. Stood in her robe and nightdress, she had admired the gardener from her window. He might have been three floors down, but like some gladiator at the Colosseum, his bronze muscles glistened in the morning sun as he moved athletically around the courtyard garden. Better than any morning TV show, and definitely better than the morning news. Tess was sure many of the women in the apartment block admired him from afar. There can't have been a woman here under the age of 50. Most like Tess, divorced, single, and frustrated out of their mind, and in the glorious morning sun. Watching this prime specimen of the male species was an absolute delight, and made this time in the morning the best time of her day. Leaning against the window frame, admiring his body as he tended to the overgrown shrubbery, deftly tidying it. Tess wasn't even aware her fingers were already caressing the curve of her small breast through her nightdress, only realizing that when her fingernail teased over her erect nipple, sending shockwaves through her body, gasping her surprise as she rubs a firm nub between her finger and thumb, her other hand drifting over her stomach, sliding lower, feeling the heat burning between her thighs, the ache throbbing inside her pussy, her mind buzzing with her fantasies about this man as she watched him every single day. Closing her eyes, immersing herself in her fantasies. She can see him now sat on her sofa, his body tight, glistening from the sweat of toil. Ignoring the slightly confused look on his face, Tess walks over to him, smiling as she caresses his chin, lifting his lips to meet hers. Pausing for a moment, Tess loses herself in the deep waters of his eyes, watching the desire rise in them as their lips touch. He gasps as Tess reaches her hand down and gently rubs his growing erection through the denim of his jeans. Smiling, she slowly maneuvers her legs either side of his thigh, letting her robe drop from her shoulders as she lowers herself, her fingers lowering his zipper, exploring inside his jeans until she feels the throbbing length of his erection, taunting her fingers. As she pushes herself firmly down on his thigh, her hand easing his hard-on into the morning air. Firm and erect, Tess takes a moment to watch it, to look at it. As she rubs her thumb just over the tip, watching the reaction on his face as he tenses, his body full of need, of youthful desire, of a lust for Tess that she can't remember ever experiencing before. Gently she rocks her hips, pushing the sensitive nub of her clit along his thigh, feeling the tremble of pleasure as his thighs tense under the pressure of her desire. Already she can feel herself becoming wet, dripping along his jeans. Slowly, she slides her hand up and down his shaft, her fingers clutching at it tightly, feeling it throb in her hand. She moves her hand up and down, feeling his body tense as she smiles to herself. The expression on his face. She knows she can make him come right here and now, but not yet. She wants him inside her when she does, and she's not ready yet. Pushing her pussy firmly along his thigh, the wet trail of her pleasure exciting her further, seeming to affirm his erection as she moves her hands over his balls, stroking them, massaging them, working them between her fingers, exciting him even more. He moans loudly, his head rolling back. Gently, Tess lifts herself from his thigh, taking his hard cock in her hand. She eases herself over him, just moving her panties to one side, before rubbing the tip of his cock between the folds of her throbbing pussy. Watching his body react, his body tense as the desire grows within him, the need, the urgency. As she lowers herself down, feeling her lips stretch around his girth, her pussy clutching at him. As she slowly moves herself up and down his long shaft, feeling him so deep inside her. Steadying herself with her hands on his chest for a moment. And she starts to rock her pelvis more firmly, tighter, harder, more needy as his cock pushes deep inside her wet pussy, feeling her body clutching at him, the need growing within her. She wants him to come so deep inside of her pussy. Pushing her thighs up and down as he thrusts his cock deep inside of her pussy, his hand moving down, clutching her breasts. The worn pads of his thumbs, rough and harsh against her nipples, making them even harder, firming them. As she feels that burning grow, that aching in her nipples, the tension in her body starting to spiral. As she gets closer to that point that she knows she needs, that point of satisfaction, his other hand reaching down, the rough skin of his thumb caressing over her clit and sending electric shockwaves through her body as her body tenses. She rocks even harder along the length of his cock, feeling her body tense around him, his body shuddering, his moans growing louder and louder. Tess hears herself moaning, louder, needy, wanting to feel him, wanting to feel him come inside her. As his eyes open and she stares deep inside of him, seeing the passion growing, the fire burning deep inside. As he pushes one last time, thrusting deep and hard into her wet pussy, as she feels him erupt with cum inside of her. Her body responding in perfect symphony as he whispers, "Come for me now," as her orgasm explodes over her body, trembling through every nerve, every fibre, every cell of her body. And feeling him pulsing still inside her, she gently eases off of him, kissing down his chest, his stomach, her tongue teasing his throbbing cock, smiling to herself as she sees it tremble that little bit more, feeling it pulsing as her lips slide across the tip of it, tasting both their pleasure along his length, sliding her mouth up and down, her fingers reaching down and finding her clit again, as her hand rubs her clit, her orgasm continuing, moans vibrating along his cock as she slides her lips up and down the length of his shaft, his cock trembling as cum continues to pulse deep into her throat. As her tongue flicks around his cock, taking him deep inside of her, right down to her throat, as she tastes their pleasure, as her lips move up and down, faster and faster, her other hand reaching around his balls and massaging them, wanting to drain every delicious drop of cum from his cock. Throbbing, aching, she can feel her orgasm rising again, peaking as her body releases, her pussy clutching, tensing, her stomach swirling with pleasure and delight. That warm glow of satisfaction explodes through every inch of her body as she moans loudly against his shaft. His body tightens and tenses, his fingers through her hair, the pleasure electrifying every nerve in his body. She feels his cock swelling in her mouth, tight, his balls tightening as he says, "I'm coming for you." His cock swelling in her mouth as it erupts, warm streams of warm cum deep into her throat. As he moans loudly, his body trembling, twitching. Tess smiles to herself as she lets his cock drop from her lips, her pussy still throbbing. She climbs up against him, her head falling against his chest, his fingers running through her hair as he kisses the crown of her head, the waves of pleasure cascading over her body. Tess surrenders to the seduction of sleep. With a jolt, she wakes from her daydream, her skirt high around her waist, the ice-cold Dr. Pepper pushed hard against her clit, sending shockwaves of pleasure ricocheting through her body, Fueled by her urgent need to come, she strides to the window over the communal garden, needing just a glimpse of him to crystallize her fantasy, to give her the satisfaction she knows is so close. But in the darkened shrubbery, there is no sign of him. Desperately, she scans the windows of the other apartments. He must be a resident here somewhere. Only two apartments are lit up. Carefully, she watches as she caresses the chill of the Dr. Pepper over her nipples. Its cold spiral sends passion burning through her breast and straight to her core. And then a glimpse in one apartment, its familiar bronze skin still glistening. Naked, he walks past his window. Oh, God, Des moans, knowing her orgasm is but moments away. And right then, right at that critical moment, the wall of windows opposite plunge into darkness, her fantasy taken from her just at that moment. So, well, part two of this story. The conclusion. You can hear it right here on Monday night, which will be the new night for Wild in Bed. So don't forget to change your diary. Now, Lamb to the Slaughter will be returning on Wednesday as well. And if you want your fantasy to appear right here, if you want me to read out what you desire, then why don't you come over to wilddesires.com or just email me, devlin@wilddesires.com, and I will do my best to satisfy your wickedest desires. So until next time, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.